कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धाभाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 1000 names of Lalitambika or Tripurasundari. We will discuss the next 5 names, the names starting from 16th Nama to the 20th. So 16 to 20, the 5 Namas we will discuss today. So the 16th Nama is Om Mukachandra Kalankabha मृगनाभि विशेषका विशेषकाय नमः। सो एज वी नो हियर देवीज फॉर्म ईच एंड एवरी पार्ट ऑफ देवीज फॉर्म इज बीइंग प्रेज्ड। सो द प्रीवियस नामा स्पोक अबाउट अष्टमी चंद्र विभ्राजत अलिकस्थल शोभिता अलिकस्थलम और ललाटम फॉर हेड। So the next thing that comes after the forehead is the space between the eyebrows where bindi, we put a bindi. So that is being described. So the bindi is being described in a poetic way here. So Mukachandra Kalankabha Mruganabhi Visheshaka. So Mukachandra, so Mukachandra means Mukham. Mukham alone is Chandra. So Mukhameva Chandra. So the face itself is like a Chandra. So face itself is a moon, it's a full moon. So in that particular face, Kalanka. So Kalanka means a kind of impurity. So it's like telling we have a pure white object, white ball, and then we just make it impure, or like we just add another color, a black spot to the white ball. So the ball is entirely white, but the spot, one spot alone is black. So that one spot can be called a kalankam or an impurity. So kalankam, so like a kalankam. Mriganabhi, so mriganabhi means, here it means kasturi, or kasturi means like it's a like chandanam, the color like chandanam but little more darker. So that kasturi visheshaka, that visheshanam, so being qualified or being or possessing mriganabhi. So kasturi, like a kasturi, a kalankam, like the color of kasturi, and in between chandanam, in between yellow and red. So that particular kalankam being present in the mukha chandram, in the face which is a chandram. So here the tilakam, so tilakam or devi's bindi or puttu is compared to a kalankam. So kalankam is being used to describe devi's tilakam. So it is called upamana upameya bhavam, upamanam. So there is an analog, wherever there is an analogy used, so upamanam, the thing that is being, the example that is used, upameyam, upameyam means that which is exemplified, or which is being, which is the original object mentioned or praised through this example. So that is the bhavam here. So kalankam here is being used to explain or glorify Devi's tilakam. So Devi's tilakam is like a kalankam to her white and wide and bright moon-like face. So that is how this has been explained. So it's a very beautiful explanation. We'll get into Vedantic meaning later. So the next nama is Om Vadanasmara Mangalya Grihatovarana Chillika Chillikayai Namaha. So the next thing that comes after the Bindi is the Bru, Puruvam as it is called, or Bru Latha. It's called Bru Latha, or the eyebrows. So the eyebrows of Devi is being explained or described in this particular mantra. So Vadanas Mara. So Vadanas Mara. Smara, we have heard or we have learned this particular word as denoting Kamadeva. So Kamadeva Vadana. So Vadana means like Kamadeva itself. It's another word for Kamadeva. Or like we can consider Vadanameva Kamadeva. So the body itself being Kamadeva. So the Kamadeva Kama Smara Mangalya. Mangalya Griha. So Mangalya Griham. So Mangalya Griham means his own house. So his own house and Tasya. And that house Torana. Torana means like external door or external entry. Chillika. Chillika means brulatha or the eyebrows. So the eyebrows of Devi is considered to be or both the eyebrows together can be considered to be an external door. An external door to the house of Kamadeva. So if that door is open, then we have access to Kamadeva. So that is how it is being described here. The next nama is Om Vaktralakshmi Parivaha Chalanminabha Lochanayai Namaha. So the next thing that comes to our mind after the eyebrows is Devi's eyes. So there are like very simple usages or simple explanation, not explanation, I'm sorry, it's description of eye as like lotus-eyed and similar way. But here, it's a bit more poetic. So, the eye or like the eyeballs in Devi's eye is considered to be a fish. So a fish which is swimming in the water, which is considered to be the eye. So Vaktra Lakshmi. So Vaktra Lakshmi means here means like Vaktram means face. So Lakshmi here, Lakshmi means Kanti or Prabha or brightness, we can call, or luminosity of the face. So Vaktra Lakshmi. So in the face, in the glowing face, Parivaha. Parivaham means like in a town of Jalam, or we can consider it as a lake. So in a particular, in the glowing face, there is a lake. In that lake, Chalan means like Chanchalam, so moving here and there. Meena abha lochana. So meena means like fish. Abha means like, abha generally means it's a way of like it's another word that is used for bright or prakasham. So two fishes which are in a lake, which is the eye, in the glowing face. So that is how Devi's Lochana, Devi's eye. So Devi's eyes are compared to two fish, like which are Chanchalam. So which is two fishes which are not moving, but which are moving, always moving. Those two fishes. And they are in a lake which is in the glowing phase. So that is how this is being described. So the next nama is Om Navachampaka Pushpabha Nasa Dhanda Virajitaye Namaha. So the next thing after the eyes is the nostril, or like we can consider it's not exactly nostril, the opening of the nose, but we can consider it as the nose itself, the entire nose, or like the particular tip of the nose, or the main portion of the nose, like the strong portion of the nose. I'm not getting any word to denote or explain it. So Nava Champaka. So Nava means new. Champaka Pushpa. Champaka Pushpam, and other Pushpam. Abha means like their brightness or their glory or glowing or Prakasham. So here like Abha has to be interpreted as not flowers don't have Prakasham, they have fragrance. So that fragrance and that Nasa Dhanda Virajita. So Nasa Dhanda Virajita. Devi's Nasa Dhandam Devi's Nasa Dhandam. Virajita means one who has. So Devi's Nasa Dhandam, or the strong portion of the nose, is compared to like various new flowers and their fragrance coming out. So that is one way of interpreting it. And another way of interpreting, which is used in the commentary, Bhaskara Raya's commentary, is that if we consider a Nava Champakam, a new Champaka Pushpam, which is Vikasitam, so a Champaka Pushpam which has blossomed, so a blossom Champaka Pushpam, how will that be? Like that is Devi's Nasadandam. So Devi's Nasadandam is compared to a blossomed Champaka Pushpam. So that is how Bhaskara Raya interprets it. The next nama is Om Tarakanti Tiraskari Nasabharana Bhasura. So Nasadandam, or the main nose, is then means the next is the Abharanam in the nose, which means the mukutti, as it is called. So the nose, like I don't know the word in English for the ornament that is worn on the nose or the nostril. So here Tara Kanti Tiraskari Nasa Abharana Bhasura. So Nasa Abharanam, so Devi's Nasa Abharanam, the ornament which decorates Devi's nose, that Basura means like Shobitam means which is glowing or which is decorating. So Devi's Nasa Bharanam, so Devi is decorated with a Nasa Bharanam, with a nose ornament on the nose, which Tara Kanti Tiraskari. So Tara Kanti, so Tara means like we can consider Tara here as stars, or we can consider Tara as even diamonds or other jewels. So those jewels, their Kanti, their glow, Tiraskari. Tiraskari means Tiraskaroti. Tiraskaroti means Jayati. So Tiraskaroti or Jayati means overpowers or conquers. That means defeats. So Devi's Nasa Bharanam defeats all other ornaments or all other jewels, or even the Kanti, or even the Prabha that comes out of various stars. So it means that is how like a bright Devi's Mukuti is. So it's very popular and famous in the case of Kanyakumari. So Kanyakumari's nose, the ornament or Mukuti, is considered to be very bright. And even with respect to Amma, we can see many times she wears Mukuti. That Mukuti kind of attracts people a lot. So those are the five namas that we are discussing today. So So we have learned the meaning of the nama, direct meaning of the nama. What about the indirect meaning of these namas? So Mukha Chandra Kalankabham. So Mukha Chandram, so Chandra, so Devi's face. Devi's face itself means Mukha Chandram, means it is full, it's Paripurnam. So it's like Chandra, that means it is Paripurnam, it is full. So that is what is the meaning here. Oh, that means fullness is denoted by Devi's face, and in that face there is a kalankam. So a kalankam, or in certain cases a kalankam or an impurity adds to the glory of an entity, adds to the glory of a thing. So here it means that wherever we have Devi's presence, or wherever we have chanting of Devi, it is a kalankam. It's like a kalankam in a bad environment. So what would that kalankam do? It's like Devi's kalankam or Devi's puttu, which means it is capable of removing all the kalankam, negating everything, negating the bad influences, all other kalankam, and helping us in the spiritual path. We can interpret it that way. So Mukham eva Chandram. So Mukha Chandram means Devi's face is bright. Paripurnam, completeness is denoted by Devi's face. So Kalankam denotes that wherever Devi's presence is there, it will remove all other Kalankam. So it is like a Kalankam to worldly things. It is a Kalankam to worldly pleasures. It is a Kalankam to worldly sorrow. But it will take us to the state of Anandam. The next Nama speaks about Vadana Smara Mangalya Grihatorana Chillika. So Devi's eyebrows are the doors to Kamadeva. So which means Devi's eyebrow, if we are able to concentrate on Devi's eyebrows, then we will be able to shut the door onto Kama. So onto desires. So desires, elimination of desires is possible, is being denoted by Devi's eyebrows. Concentration on Devi's eyebrows will help us in removing desires. So that is the essence of eyebrows. It's also a known fact that girls generally decorate their eyebrows because they can attract people. So attracting people is very it is very essential to have our eyebrows decorated, have our eyebrows in the proper way, or like attractive. An attractive eyebrow can immediately attract people. So that's also another meaning. But here the Vedantic interpretation is that, O Devi, by concentrating on your eyebrows, I'll be able to overcome desire. So Vatra Lakshmi Pariva Chalanmina Phalochana. So Devi's eyes wander like have two fish which wander here and there, which go here and there. So it's generally known. So in the commentary, it's said that even a child looks at a fish which is moving here and there, which is very chanchalam. So Devi's eyes are like that. It's moving here and there, frequently moving. So it's also known that women or people who want to attract others, they need to move their eyes very well. Movement of eyes when facing people is very important. So it is just the eyes that influence another person into believing us, into having focus on what we are saying. And here Devi's eyes are moving here and there, like it's moving fast, very fast, attracting people, means that Devi's Kataksham is being showered everywhere. So it's not like one place. So Devi's eyes are moving here and there, means Devi is attracting or giving attention to everyone. Even as a person who is speaking to a group of people will be facing each one of them. His eyes or like he may not move his head, but his eyes will be moving here and there, facing each and every one, so that he gains attention. Similarly, Devi ensures that she gives attention to everyone. She gives necessary care to everyone, which means her Kadaksham is falling to everyone. What we need to do is just look at Devi, look at Devi's eyes, and we will gain Kadaksham. So Devi's eyebrows denote give us the strength, give us the confidence that Devi's Kadaksham is always falling upon us. So Nava Champaka Pushpava Nasadanda Virajita. So this means like a Vikasita Pushpam, a Pushpam which has blossomed. So that means the moment we think about Devi's Nasadandam, Amma says in many places about Vikasita Pushpam, Pushpam or a flower which has blossomed is able to send fragrance throughout. Similarly, we should try to become a blossom flower. A flower blossomed with devotion of Devi. Devotion of Devi means wherever we go, we spread the fragrance of Devi. We spread Devi's power. We spread Devi's anandam. That means wherever we go, we'll be spreading peace. Even if we are in a place which has a lot of turbulence, which involves like a lot of people and the mind or mental thoughts or disturbances of many people, still we'll be able to spread bliss if we make our mind blossom like a flower. Blossoming of the mind is possible only through devotion, only through pure devotion. So the moment we think about Devi's Nasadandam, you should remember it's a Vikasita Pushpam. Devi is telling to me, open your mind, open your heart, become a blossom flower so that you can spread the fragrance everywhere. So the last one is Tara Kanti Tiraskari Nasabharanam. So Nasabharanam, when we see Devi's earring, we should remember Devi's earring is capable of defeating all other ornaments. It is capable of defeating any bright entity in the world, which means Devi is always calling upon us. Devi is always trying to gain attention by having a abharanam, which defeats all other light, which means the glow of that abharanam is always being spread to the entire world, which means Devi is calling to us. So the moment we see Devi's Nasabharanam, we should remember Devi is calling us. Devi is wanting our attention. Devi wants us to be devoted to her so that we will gain anandam. So Mukachandram. Mukachandram means Paripurnam. Devi is Paripurnam. So Kalankabam. Devi is that Kalankam which will remove all other Kalankam. Vadanam. Vadanas Maramangilya Chillika, Devi's Chillika. The moment we remember that, oh Devi, I surrender to your Chillika, that means my desires will get removed. But Devi's Lochanam. So Devi's Lochanam denotes Kataksham being showered everywhere. And Nasadandam means we have to blossom ourselves, our hearts have to blossom. And Tarakant Nasabharanam. So Nasabharanam means that Devi is always calling upon us to be focused, to concentrate on Devi. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.